Welcome back, y'all, to She Blows It. The motto is, exhale the bullshit, inhale the power. You've come to the right place. And I aspire to inspire you to incorporate this motto into your psyche at all times, period. You can catch this podcast on Block Talk Radio, Anchor, Spotify, and Pocket Cast. And you can also catch me on Insta. As she blows it underscore pod. So, down to business. On last week's episode, we explored the significance of the seven chakras. We went through the seven chakras, which are your crown, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. And it goes in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in that order. And we went through how they connect our mind, body, and soul. And I know, you guys, that I screw up the colors a little bit. So mosey on over to www.sheblowsit.com and read the full Chakrades blog to see the breakdown of the colors that each chakra applies to. I also included some links with some worksheets that will help you identify each chakra, which color it's associated to, and its significance. I would love to go through it again, but, you know, I would really hate to bore you with redundancy, so I won't. Next thing's next. So Cole, and when I say Cole, I mean J. Cole. Cole said, anybody is a killer. All you got to do is push them to the limits. And he was absolutely, positively right. We all have that one characteristic or that one person inside of us that we've been trying to suppress our entire lives. And it just takes one thing that triggers us for us to just spaz and go off the deep end and just push us off the deep end. Other people are so quick to expose your reaction, yet they fail to disclose the events leading up to the response. They fail to disclose their participation in this, and that's typical. What's in our control, though, is our reactions. And that's why the seventh chakra should be on point at all times. And the seventh chakra, which is also known as Sahasrara, aka the thousand petal lotus, is located at the top of our heads. And it's our connection to the universe. It's our connection to ourselves. It's our connections to our spirituality and peace. Our crown chakra guides us to selfless realizations that everything in us is connected to something else on the outside. And everything just works and goes full circle. And I had a moment of realization when I walked into work and my coworker just out of the blue was like, I want to hear Outkast. Meanwhile, I had been listening to Outkast the entire car ride to work. I have 23 miles of a drive, so I have time. And I was listening to Outkast. And when she said that, I was like, we are just so super connected. It's just an amazing experience and an amazing feeling when you become aware of everything around you and you become aware of the connections and then you start to see the connections and you're like, you know, this is real. Like, this is real stuff. These are real things. This is a real thing that's happening right now. Like, I am noticing all of these connections. I am noticing things that I've never noticed before. And it's just amazing that when you get your crown chakra together and when you get your head on straight, the stuff that you realize that you never realized before, and you're just like, was this something that was always happening? And how did I miss this? And where have I been?
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Also, if anyone out there is into angel numbers, and I came across angel numbers on Facebook. I was just scrolling through Facebook, and well, now I've deactivated my Facebook because it's such a major distraction, and I noticed that I'm getting way more things accomplished without all that social media stuff. But I saw this on Facebook, and I was like, wow, that looks pretty interesting. And like the angel numbers are... it just gives you like a spiritual perspective of different numbers. So angel numbers also coincide with our chakras too. And the blog that I'm going to drop tonight will have all those hyperlinks because I like to kind of let the research speak for itself. So I want you to click on the links. I want you to see the same stuff that I'm reading so that you can come up with your own conclusions or so you can, you know, give me feedback and let me know, oh, okay, well, you know, there's another link that shows something else, or, you know, there's another link where, oh, this is a new factor, this is a new idea, or this is the new trending thing with the chakras. So I like for us all to do our own research, and if you guys come across anything different or new or trendy or cool, don't be afraid to say, hey girl, I saw this and I thought about you. I'm gonna be like, oh my goodness, and then I'm just gonna read it and I'm gonna tell you what I think about it. But feel free to reach out and share your ideas with me, or share what your findings and what your research yields in these situations. But I'll provide the hyperlinks and you can read all about the different meanings of specifically the angel number 7. And I chose the angel number 7 because, you know, how much more appropriate would it be to make a connection between the angel number 7 and the 7th chakra, right? But I want you guys to check the blog out and make your own connections to the crown chakra. It's important that we nurture the chakra because, again, and I keep saying this, and I will be redundant about this because it's a fact. And some facts need to be repeated so that we can all be on the same page and understand. But we need to nurture the second chakra. Oh my gosh, you see what I'm talking about? We need to nurture the 7th chakra because it gives life and universal energy to the other 6th chakra. To the 6 chakras below it. So what you pour into your crown is definitely going to trickle down into the other chakras. And it's no different than you waking up in the morning and having a mindset of, well, this is going to be a crappy day. Well, your darn Skippy is going to be a crappy day because you just put it out there in the universe that it was going to be a crappy day. So when we put that type of stuff out there, like, it comes back in full circle. So same in our mind. Like, if we put things in our mind, then our body is going to follow suit. If we put it in our mind that we're sick all the time, guess what? We're going to feel sick all the time. If we put it in our mind all the time that we feel good all the time, then guess what? We're going to feel good all the time because we're going to start to convince ourselves of these things. We convince ourselves of a lot and we don't even realize it. Whether it be the truth, whether it be lies, whether it be feelings, whether it be health, we convince ourselves of a lot. And when we convince ourselves that we can't do something, we won't do it. When we convince ourselves that we're sick, we'll be sick. And if we could just convince ourselves to take care of ourselves, and if we can convince ourselves to see, you know, a glimmer of light in the darkness, then we would be a lot further than we are. And I'm speaking for myself as well, not speaking, you know, for anybody else, just for myself and for those out there who can connect with me on that level and understand where I'm coming from. But pour into that, pour into your crown accordingly. And we always need to check ourselves. I have a circle of friends who keep me accountable. I keep them accountable. We keep each other accountable So if you want to keep yourself in check and keep your own self accountable, then make sure that your head is on right first, because it starts in your brain. Your brain directs all of the other functions and activities in your body. And if you are instructing your brain to self-sabotage and just be destructive or be negative or spiteful, hateful, narcissist, whatever it is, you have the power to change that. I'm not judging you if that's how you are. We all have the power to change, but it all starts with you making a choice. It all starts in your mind, and it all starts with you saying that this is not something that I want to do. And once you say that, you repeat it over and over and over again. And then when you continue to repeat these things to yourself over and over again, you start to believe it. And I live my life like that a lot, where I have to constantly repeat things to myself because I need to make sure that myself understands. I need to make sure that I understand what I'm telling myself and that I'm not just blowing smoke up my own ass. So, the vitality of our chakras, and more specifically, our crown chakra, is it connects us to the universe. So, you know, I can say this in 100 different ways, but whatever it is that we feel will manifest through the crown chakra. So, for example, if you're feeling shitty, your perspective will be filled with, guess what? Your perspective will be filled with shit. And that shitty situation will be passed down and it'll impact the other six chakras. So now you're going to have little remnants of shit trickling down to your throat chakra. So you're going to talk shit to people, your heart chakra. You're not going to be fucking genuine, you know. And the list goes on and on. Anything anyone says or does will be what? Shit. But on the other hand, if you view it from another perspective, and if you wake up feeling like the shit, not shit, but if you wake up feeling like the shit, and as a added bonus, you feel like the toilet paper too, then you're going to view everything with a fresh perspective. Like Charmin. So it's just all about our attitude. One thing that I firmly believe, and this is something that I hold true to my heart, I really believe that, like, we can all, as a people, and I'm not, like, in general, like, we can all find and identify a problem, but what about the solution? Everybody wants to point out what your problem is. This is what you need to do, you know? But the solution. How do you fix your crown? Like, how do you adjust yourself? That is the biggest struggle. And at a certain point in my life, I didn't even realize my crown was off. So you have to be able to first identify that something ain't right. Period. And once you get to that point where you are able to identify something isn't right, then you'll start to dig further. Find things that help you. When my chakra is off, or when my seventh chakra and my crown chakra is off, or if I feel like my crown chakra is off, now I catch it faster. And what I try to do, the things that are the most effective for me, I'm going to tell you what's the most effective for me. Burning sage. Burning sage is the most effective for me. And I like to do black sage, has some really cool benefits. And black sage also triggers like different dreams, and it kind of gets your creativity and your psyche going. I like white sage. White sage clears the negative energy in the air. It's just relaxing. It puts me in a good mood. It just makes, you know, it makes me feel more level-headed. It makes the space around me feel lighter. I don't know if you noticed, but like, while I'm cleaning, I like the sage too, because I feel like I'm killing two birds with one stone. Not only are you lightening out the air, but you're also like getting rid of whatever clutter, because when you're cleaning, you're getting rid of clutter, dirt, etc. So it just all works out for me. And burning sage is so effective. I do it in the morning before I go to work. I come home and do it after work. I am currently out of sage, but my shipment should be in tomorrow, so don't worry about it. It will be here. That's one of the ways that I align my crown chakra. The second way that I also align my crown chakra, and that's helpful for me, is meditation. For years, I didn't know how to meditate. Meditation is consistency and willpower. Like, you have to be willing to figure out how to meditate, because meditation is not commercial. Meditation is not generic. Meditation is not generalized. Each person connects to meditation in a different manner. And I didn't realize that until I became a little more consistent with my meditation. But, you know, meditation helps you get centered and it helps you focus. And when I first started meditating, I didn't understand how this was supposed to help me focus. But the problem was is that I wasn't focusing on the meditation. So if you don't focus on it, you're not gonna focus. You need to just continue trying. If you stop and then pick it up again, that's fine. Whatever vibe or rhythm you're feeling that will help you get there, take your own route. But for me in particular, I had to try it, stop doing it, research about it, try it again, feel like it wasn't working, quit, try it again. And now it's like, okay, it's a process. Meditation is a process. And if you've never meditated before in your entire life and you go and you meditate tonight, don't be surprised if you don't get the results that you thought you were going to get. And don't be surprised if you feel like nothing happened, because sometimes that is what happened. I've meditated plenty of times and felt like, okay, nothing happened. But now that I'm more centered and focused, I can pick up, and now I know, okay, well, it was just my mind. It was my mental, like it was my crown, like it was shifted. So I couldn't focus on what I needed to focus on, but your body will tell you when you're ready to focus. So don't beat yourself up too much about it. Don't become too hard on yourself because you're not performing the way you want to. You most likely won't at first. So like Aaliyah said, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. So just keep trying again and again. Another thing that works for me is a headstand. And this is, you know, right up my alley. The scientific evidence can prove that the blood rushing to your head actually gives you a boost. And when I'm feeling off, I start to do my yoga. And when I'm really feeling like my crown chakra is off, I'll do a few headstands, because I need all that blood to flow to my brain. And I need to be able to mold that energy into what I need that energy to be. And when you're doing that headstand, you know, you have so many thoughts going on in your mind, like, whoa, am I going to fall? Am I going to break my neck? Am I going to spaz out right now? Or is this just me tripping because I know I can do it? So many things going in your head. Check out the blog tonight. Again, that's going to be dropping. I have some links for you guys. I include some facts about sage. Sage kills the germs in the air. I mean, sage is just as good as Lysol. If you don't want to look at it from a spiritual standpoint, sage does scientifically kill like 94% of the bacteria in the air. 93 to 94, give or take, I don't know, approximately, let's say approximately, because you know in math class when you put those little squiggly lines, the teacher knows approximately, and that it might be give or take. So I'll just say give or take here. 93% to 94% of the bacteria and the germs in the air. Your meditation gets your chakras in line. It takes some time, but don't sweat yourself. And the headstand is not only freaking cool, but you can mold that energy. And I just want all of y'all to know that. Those are just the different ways that I manage my chakras and my crown and how I get all of those energies together and just gloshed into one amazingly. Our perception as well is everything. The way we see things is our end result and is the equivalent to the end result of what we have poured into our chakra, into our crown. A way that we can identify that our crown chakra is off is when we begin to build an incredulous attitude toward reality. And an incredulous attitude manifests a distorted type of reality where things are not really what they seem. And then when things are not what they seem to us, we become confused, and everything and everyone around us becomes confusing at a certain point. And then that's when we realize the importance of us expeditiously watering the soil deep down in the crevices of our crown. When we start to realize that we can't concentrate and focus, and that goes back to what I was talking about, the meditation. When your mind is everywhere else it needs to be aside from on yourself, then you lose focus on everything else in life. And that's in relationships, that's just in life, family, whatever. But, you know, a part of the crown chakra is being selfless, but no, that does not mean be selfless like a doormat, because you still embody a human being. You're not a doormat. But the moment that we start to focus on ourselves and appreciate who we are, we begin to see the sky in high definition. We see these beautiful hues of blue, white, the beams radiating from the sun. Like, it is just freaking amazing. And, you know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't do this, but another way that you can engage and activate your chakra and balance it back out is, oh, who would have thought, food. I always have time for food, so don't even worry about it. People think that food is just to keep us alive, but food also makes us feel. Food makes us feel things that we don't even notice until we tune in our awareness into what it is that we're eating. And fruits like blueberries, strawberries, acai, sweet potatoes as well activate your crown chakra. And I've been making it a point to make sure that I get my fruit intake up, because I always want to make sure that my crown chakra is intact all the time. And I've been making sure, I've been eating a lot of fruits like pineapples, strawberries, grapes as well. So if grapes can center that crown chakra, then honey, a glass of wine is grapes. So if a glass of wine is predominantly like fermented grapes, then bitch, you can have a few glasses of wine and get your chakras in line. So typically when I adjust my diet to align the chakras, I feel balanced within a few hours. Like, I just feel it. It's such a vibe. You have to check it out. Just the entire thing about chakras is a vibe. Like, even everything is a connection. Like, the crown chakra is also represented by the color purple. And to further the connection, purple represents creativity, wisdom, peace, and independence, which is in direct correlation with your crown chakra, with angel number 7. And then boom, like the the color purple is a connection to all of that. So you'll be surprised at how much your chakras are connected with everything. And with that being said, my time is up, darlings, and I would like to thank you for your time. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I need you guys to go and show me some love on Insta. I need some love on Insta. Go to Instagram. Follow me at She Blows It, SHEBLOWSIT _IT. Look for me because that's where I be talking about chakra teas. And follow for the latest content. Follow for the latest blogs. Follow for the latest shenanigans with me, your host, Carla. I appreciate everybody for taking the time out to listen. I hope that everyone has a productive day today. If you are on your way to work, if you are winding down, I hope that you execute your nightly routine and that you get your crown chakra in line for the next day. And I hope everybody keeps it easy and keeps it breezy. Keep your chakras intact. And I just need you guys to tune in to next week's episode. Thank you, everybody. I love you. And remember, exhale the bullshit, inhale the power.